Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Do you know what this weekend is?
3-day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Ah, Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
Monday's Memorial Day.
Americans honor those who have given their lives in service to our nation.
Memorial Day.
Land of the free because of the brave.
Let's start the show.
Yeah, let's do it. Kicking off the long holiday weekend. And you and I have gone over this before. It makes me feel a little uncomfortable when people go, Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah. I know they may be wishing you a nice day off, but it sounds kind of funny when, you know, when you're honoring those, you know, that we've lost.
That have been killed in action.
Yes, exactly.
And that's this weekend that we
perished in action anyhow. Yes.
That's the whole thing about Memorial Day. So.
Yeah.
You and I have talked about this again before, and then we say, well, be careful what you say or how you say it.
A lot of people, I was reading an article, don't even know really what Memorial Day is. Mm-hmm. And I get maybe, you know, younger people may not understand, but that's what it is.
That's why there's Google.
So, yes, exactly.
So
Mike,
Google it.
Yeah, you got the Googles. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and look it up on the Googles.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with executive producer Morty. It is show number 1,893.
Yes, it is.
93.
Woo.
And so we have a lot to cover, a lot to make up. Everybody texting me that I know. Hey, what's Carla's little dirty little secret?
Oh, man, day long yesterday with that.
Morty,
all day long.
Morty even texted me and said, did she ever tell you, even off the air? And I said, no. You think you know somebody, you work with them?
It's sorted. And
okay.
It just...
You know what? When you're ready...
At my young age of 18, it was rather sordid.
Yesterday, we were talking about senior night, graduation night, where you go out and you celebrate.
Yeah, we had it was an all-nighter, basically what it was. Well, and it's never been spoken of.
Mm-hmm.
It has not been spoken of, Mike.
Well, when you're ready
yesterday, it hit me, and you said something. It was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
When you're ready to let it go, you will.
Yeah,
okay?
I might.
On the other side, there's always therapy. So
lock and key.
Nip it in the bud.
Exactly.
Sunshine, windy today. They say going to be a nice weekend. High today, low 90s, mid to upper 80s on Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day, low to mid 90s. So
okay.
Not bad. We'll
all right, we're getting up there.
66 right now this morning. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the TV season is officially over now, the regular TV season, and the top highest rated shows, Sunday Night Football, NCIS, Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football, FBI. Those are the top five. Also in the top 10, Blue Bloods, Chicago Fire, This Is Us, Young Sheldon, those are your top 10 now, and Chicago PD, excuse me, Mike. The Masked Singer and The Voice also were in the top 20, so that's cool. I like that there are music shows in there, so they both do very, very well.
So what do we have to look forward to coming up next season?
I'll tell I don't know. Hopefully they can get back into production at some point. Some things are already done, but you're going to see, I think, a lot of stupid reality shows. And one of them, people, brace yourself, because next Friday on CBS, you can watch Haircut Night in America.
Boo!
Yeah. Celebrities cutting their own hair.
Oh, boy.
With guidance from top hairstylist Jerry O'Connell and his wife Rebecca Romaine will host it. So, this is what it's come to. Please come up with a vaccine for this virus.
If for nothing else.
Because it just keeps on giving us crap TV. That's what it does right there.
We already had a head start on it.
Man. And listen, Netflix, if you do have Netflix, you want to know this. They are automatically terminating accounts that haven't been used in more than a year. Maybe you have it and you just have not used it.
Oh.
So they may just dump it and you may go to Netflix. They say that's about a little less than 1% of their overall membership, but their membership is huge. So if you haven't used it and you want to hang on to it, you might want to just click on something, you know, this weekend. Just all to right. make sure it's good. Or if you're just not wanting it, then fine. They'll take care of that for you. So
oof.
There you go. It'll be gone. Mm-hmm. So, yep, long weekend coming up. Why don't you get caught up on our show? We can keep you laughing all weekend long, except, of course, for the big concert. You'll want to be listening to that.
Yes.
That is going to be fantastic. Rockstockapalooza. You want more information on anything, this show or anywhere else, with KKLZ, that's it. 96.3KKLZ.com.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3KKLZ.
So Rockstockapalooza happening Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
I know. I said I love that it's an early concert.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Because even if you stay all day, you can still be in bed by 8:30.
Yeah, it's going to be warm. You might have had a couple of drinks. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, you can still get to bed pretty early and enjoy the next day.
So right after American Top 40, the 70s, that's when we kick it off. And it should be a lot of fun. A full lineup of some of the biggest bands ever.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So if you want more information about Rockstockapalooza, check out our website at 96.3KKLZ.com. 6:37, I play this because I think this is a great story. A six-year-old stopped a FedEx driver, asked him to send Tony Hawk an old beat-up skateboard as a gift.
Isn't that great?
So here's the driver talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, believe it or not, Tony Hawk responds.
Yeah.
And listen to what he has to say after you hear from the driver.
So I'm doing my delivery route today and I see this little kid chasing my truck. So I pull over. I'm like, hey, man, what's up? Hey, sir, do you know the pro skater Tony Hawk? He goes, can you mail this to him? Tell him it's from Cooper. And I just thought it was adorable. Obviously, I can't mail this to Tony Hawk. I don't know Tony Hawk's address. But the least I could do was put it out there in the universe. So, Tony, if you see this, Cooper in Suwanee, Georgia is a big fan.
Hey, Cooper, what's up? It's Tony Hawk. And I just want to say thank you so much for the skateboard. It's on its way to my house already. And as a thank you gift, I'm going to send you my skateboard, this one right here that I'm riding. All right? Thanks, buddy. I hope to meet you sometime.
So the driver put it out there on social media.
That's awesome. Oh, of course.
Tony Hawk picks up on it.
Yeah.
And look at there, little Coop has a new skateboard from one of the icons of that world.
I love that. I love that, man. See, I got to put something out there, too.
See, I tried to find my KLUC Letterman's jacket.
I know, and nothing. I know.
Got nothing.
Yeah. Those were pretty, I mean, you know, there's only a handful of people who had them.
Right.
You know?
And this six-year-old, hey, do you know Tony
Hawk? Yeah, I know.
And before you know it, he's getting a brand new skateboard.
Because Tony Hawk's got, like, you know, probably 200 skateboards, you know, so. But that Letterman jacket, rare, very rare.
Again, if anybody has seen it, has it.
Yeah.
Stupid me, I sold it at a garage sale.
Guy out there's probably going, seriously, is he still, really? I got rid of that a long time ago, dude. Even I did.
I've resold it 3 times.
Wow, yeah.
Well, if anybody knows where.
Somebody gave me
please.
For it. What?
I'd just love to have it back, but I thought that was a great story.
Got a text from Barbara, probably listening on the app, I'll assume. She said, good morning from Virginia Beach. Can't wait for Rockstockapalooza on Sunday.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's
that's a great way to listen to it.
Oh, God, yeah.
On your app, on the free KKLZ app.
It's going to be fun.
Book, Instagram, whatever.
Yes.
Getting thumbs up on your hazmat outfit.
You know, I had them come over, the disinfecting solution. I've been talking about them. And I wanted to see how it was done. So it's like this mist that does nothing. It's like this dry mist, but you have to wear the little mask and all that. But I wanted the whole suit, so I look like a beekeeper in my picture.
Remember the movie, what one? Now, see, I should have had this in my mind because I was going to talk about it.
The Dustin Hoffman? Was it the Dustin Hoffman?
No. Where the aliens show up and it's on the 4th of July and Randy Quaid's in the movie.
Independence Day?
Yes.
Independence Day, yeah.
You know when the president goes down into Area 51?
Yeah. Yes.
That's kind of like what you reminded me of. You could have worked in that sterile area.
Yes, when you walk in there and they're all walking around in those suits. I know. Like, Bob, is that you? I don't know who that is.
Because initially when I saw it, I thought, who the hell is this? Why are they sending this to me?
I know, I sent it to you the day I was having it done. I was like,
that's Carla.
Carla?
Even Jody goes, who is that? I go, that's Carla. Yeah. doing a little cleaning. That's what she's doing.
Oh, they're awesome. They really are.
Sunshine, windy today, but should be nice over the weekend. High in the, in the low to mid, upper 90s.
Okay. All right.
We'll take that. Well, Memorial Day
that
weekend.
Time. Yep.
66 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I just thought this was a cool little story in different places. In Missouri, there's one also in Texas. They have their salad bars, like in grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've replaced them with liquor. There's just ice in there, and they have liquor. They got beer in there. They got wine in there instead. I know.
Oh.
I know. Where are the cucumbers? This is great. I know. How nice is that?
Jody, you just go shopping.
Yes, that's right.
I'm going to graze over here.
Yes. Listen, however you feel about this pandemic whatever you feel, do be careful, because the one thing they're saying that is still really iffy, and that is gyms. They say it is dangerous. It's mm-hmm. an enclosed space. You're breathing a lot. There's all of that going on. So they say those should, you know, be real careful if you do decide to go back. When they do open, they're not open yet.
Right.
So, but do be careful when you go back, because that's going to be the one that's going to be iffy. So just keep that in mind if you decide to go back to the gym or decide to just stay home for a while.
I'm sorry. I just see your lips moving. I'm thinking about the alcoholic buffet.
The buffet.
I'm just like, yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. I know. Blah, 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 blah. Booze, booze, blah, 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 blah. And Ashley Madison, we all know this is that dating site for married people so they can cheat. They're out with their list of cities with the most unfaithful quarantine partners. This has been done over the last couple of months.
Oh boy.
Miami, number one. Cheaters. Cheater! Orlando.
Cheaters.
Yes.
Cheaters.
Yep. Cincinnati.
Washington, D.C. I'm sorry, you said...
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Cincinnati.
Matt.
Yeah, I know. Well, technically, he's in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
And Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there aren't that many people up there.
Don't have a lot to choose from.
No, and I'm afraid, like, you know, your neighbor may know who you have coming over, sneaking in there, you know? So be careful, Anchorage. Would you please be careful?
Well, that's where it's dark all the time, right, for a period of time?
It is, but now we're coming up to light all the time.
Oh.
So you know what? Keep that mask on when you're going in and out the back door, okay? Yes.
You wearing the mask because of the quarantine?
Yeah, no.
No?
Cheating,
no. There's a quarantine?
Yeah. Excuse me?
Ew.
No, uh-uh. Jeez. Really? Because it says on your mask, I'm not cheating on the front. So, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is Friday. A few things you should know.
Our friend Chrissy's on the phone, and right off the bat, she's talking about Days of Our Lives.
Do you think, what is her big secret? She has another big secret.
Well, first of all, who are you talking about?
Are you talking about Orpheus's daughter?
Yes.
Yes.
She has another secret.
I don't
What's
know.
What's her secret?
I think she's, like, related to somebody on the show. That's what I think.
John and Marlena?
Maybe. I think there's more going on there, though. I'm thinking so.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
He would kill her.
Oh, I know.
Tied her up.
I know. It's awful. Has John. He wants $10 million. And then, Chrissy, do you think that, I thought it'd go the other way. Do you think that Sarah and Brady are going to get together?
I hope so. I really do. I love Brady. He's the best.
Oh, he is hot, and so is she,
right?
And they would be such a hot couple.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They would totally do it.
I like it.
All right, Chrissy.
We'll revisit.
Okay.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, right off the bat, she's talking Days of Our Lives.
Oh, you don't even know. And, there's so much going on. I cannot wait to see what happens today, Chrissy.
All right. Well, tune in. What network?
It's on NBC.
Okay.
NBC. Yep.
Well, I'm going to the gym. I don't see it anymore.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Jeez. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Talk to him in a couple of minutes. Another rock stockapalooza artist. Can't wait. Fleetwood Mac.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. Me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ. KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard on the phone to talk about those things you can watch in your home. Jeff, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. And Mike and Carla, I've got a docuseries that's right up your alley to watch starting this Sunday. It's called Laurel Canyon, and it's on Epix. And it's a feature-length docuseries that features an intimate portrait of artists that created the music in Laurel Canyon in the late 60s and the early 70s. And it's got all new original interviews with Jackson Brown, Don Henley, Michelle Phillips, Graham Nash, Linda Ronstadt, Bonnie Raitt. And here's the cool part. I got to interview some of these guys for the documentary. Johnny Echo from Love, Chris Hellman, the bassist from The Byrds, wow. And of course, the one I'm so nervous about, Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas.
Yes.
So I got 15 minutes with her, and I was a nervous wreck. You know, here I interview movie stars, but I never do music. And I was just like, because my first crush when I was a kid was Mama Cass. I don't know why. I loved Mama Cass.
You went with Mama Cass.
You know what? Now a lot of people look back. It's funny. I was talking to a guy recently who said that. You know what? When in reality, Mama Cass was the one. She was the hot one. She could sing,
yeah.
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
She was intellectual. She had 160 IQ. I've been watching interviews with her.
Yeah.
By the way, if people want to see those interviews, where do they go?
They go to my website, VegasFilmCritic.com.
Jeff, what else?
Also, Amazon Prime has season 2 of Homecoming, and it returns with a fresh new mystery and a new star, not Julia Roberts, but Janelle Monáe. She wakes up in a rowboat, no memory, no idea how she got there or even who she is. And 2-time Oscar winner Chris Cooper is back as the founder of the company, Leonard Geist, and Stephen James is back also as Walter Cruz. I binge-watched it. It's fantastic.
It's a good
It's
series.
On Amazon Prime. You got to
yeah,
watch it.
Yeah, it's a good one. Janelle's a good actress, too, boy.
And finally, for a really spiritual, uplifting movie, it's called Military Wives with Kristen Scott Thomas. It follows a group of women in England, based on a true story, by the way. Husbands and partners are away serving in Afghanistan, so in their absence, they form a choir, and they find themselves at the center of a media sensation and a global movement. So they form a choir on a military base, and they're not very good, but they get better and better to where they're in demand all over the world. So fantastic song, really uplifting movie. I loved it. It's called Military Wives.
And Jeff, can I say that, is that Kristen Scott Thomas from Fleabag?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Her.
Wow. Okay.
So I was surprised too, but, and again, interviews with her on my website. You can check out at VegasFilmCritic.com with Kristen Scott Thomas.
Also, follow him on YouTube, Facebook, and of course his website. Jeff, have a great long weekend. Good talking to you.
You too.
This is going to be the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. Rockstockapalooza set to kick off 10 o'clock Sunday morning following Casey Kasem's AT Top 40, AT 40, 7 o'clock or 70s version.
Yep.
So commercial free from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. A lot of people have been asking about merch, like T-shirts and stuff
yeah.
like that. We are working on that.
Cool.
Getting
nice.
Clearance and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, yes.
So hopefully those will be available over
it.
The weekend. It's going to be a big deal. I'm looking forward to it, too.
I know.
This is one of those things where you just put on in the house.
Yeah.
Out back.
Yeah.
In the garage.
Just hang out. Yeah, while you're barbecuing, maybe.
I was telling Jody, maybe we put speakers out in front of our house.
Just broadcast.
Have all the other neighbors do yeah. the same thing.
Yeah, do a little block party.
Yeah.
My brother, Matt, out in the D.C. area, they do a block party every week.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all, you know, at their places.
I
How
love
doing,
that.
Bob? How you doing? Yep, they do it each week, each Friday night.
You could call it, it's our block rock stockapalooza party.
Block rock stockapalooza. I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
All the details about this big concert event for your ears only on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine, windy today. They say over the weekend, maybe a little breezy tomorrow morning. Otherwise, low to mid-90s today and... on Sunday, Saturday, only a high of 86. What's going on there? I don't know. Okay. Memorial Day, though, plenty of sunshine.
Yeah.
96 the high.
Okay.
Like that. 73 now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Mike, I don't want to get too inside, but anybody who's been listening to us for a while knew, you know, a few years ago, you had asked about a group called NWA.
Oh.
You didn't know what that was.
I didn't.
No, I know. Well, Nile Rodgers, he co-wrote the song I'm Coming Out for Diana Ross. And he says when he presented it to her, he gave it to her. She loved it, you know, mm-hmm. of course. She didn't know that it was referring to, you know, being gay.
Oh.
And coming out of the closet. She had never heard of coming out of the closet.
Stop
at the time.
It.
No, she hadn't. No, he said she
really?
Did not. Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, he talked about it in an interview. No, she had not. So But it was a fabulous song and a huge song for various reasons. But that was her NWA moment. That was Diana Ross's
something
NWA.
I didn't know.
Yes, exactly. I didn't know.
She didn't know.
No, I know. Well,
I mean, I know coming
she
out.
She didn't know that, you know, she was supposed to know what she didn't know either. So follow along, people. The manual's out there somewhere. Daytime Emmy Award nominations are
Oh, boy.
Days of Our Lives, of course, for Outstanding Drama Series. Yes, they are. Okay, several others are as well. But if you watch Days of Our Lives like I do, the actor who plays Xander is up for an Emmy.
Wow.
The one who plays Julie is up for an Emmy. The one who plays Will up for an Emmy. So there are a lot of our actors and actresses. Xander, by the way, I don't even know what's going on there. I'm afraid he's going to lose his cool and he's going to kill someone again. That's what I'm afraid of, Mike. He's been known to do that a lot.
Well, good luck
to
all of them.
And listen to this. A Little Mermaid follow-up series. This is funny. Called Washed Up is coming to NBC to their streaming service. It takes place 15 years after she gave up her fins to marry a prince. And she's, and I quote the description, she's miserable, unmotivated, and in a loveless marriage. Now, this is not Disney. This is not Disney. This is somebody else's adaptation, though it sounds pretty funny. So I'm
like
just
a film company we've never heard of?
Yes, probably. Okay. But it's on NBC, so they picked it up on their streaming service. So, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm a miserable mermaid. I don't know. This is a cigarette. It is a cigarette.
Does she just sit on the dock looking out going?
There. Yes, that's right. Got a six-pack on the dock next to her. Right, her hair's bad. It's, man.
I wish I could go back.
Yeah, didn't work out quite as well as I thought it would. Oh my gosh, that is my take for now. 96.3kklz.com.
Carla, read this story because we want to find out if this has happened to anybody else.
This is so funny. There's a guy in Australia. He's in Queensland. Ryan is his name. He bought his girlfriend a cake to congratulate her on passing gas. And the message on the cake said, took you 3 years. Congratulations for finally farting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Oh,
what do you
honey.
Say when you open the box?
I know. It's like, oh, no. You heard that?
And there's probably friends around, a little party going on.
That's kind of.
Why are we here?
I know it. Okay. And I'm sure there are other people out there saying, wow, it took her that long. But that's the cake.
They celebrate everything.
Yeah. That's the one that he got her.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen on a cake? Whether by mistake or otherwise.
Yeah, a friend of mine did it just for fun on a birthday of mine, and it said happy bar mitzvah, Hector. So it was like, what? Whose is what?
So you opened the box.
Yeah, I opened it, and yes, exactly. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, I gotcha.
Well, you're a comedian.
I gotcha. Yeah, I got it. Okay, that was good. I got it. Okay.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. Whether it's on purpose or not.
Yes.
Have you ever been somewhere, or maybe somebody gave you, like Carla, a cake?
How embarrassing.
Just to yuck it up a little bit.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. I get that. But wow, we'll see if they're together, 3 years? We'll see if they're together a fourth year.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The only morning show I listen to.
96.3 KKLZ.
So there's a guy in Australia who celebrated 3 years. 3 years, and his girlfriend finally passed gas.
Yes.
And he thought that was enough for to buy her a cake.
He got her a cake. Took you 3 years, but you finally farted. Yeah.
So we just wanted to know what's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen on a cake before, whether it's for you or somebody else. Carly, your example.
This is,
somebody got you a happy bar mitzvah.
Happy bar mitzvah, Hector. Yeah, it was like, just for fun, they did that, but it kind of threw me off because I didn't know that.
Right.
This is funny because Sarah said, I had a Mercedes emblem on a cake. I don't drive a Mercedes. Apparently it was supposed to be a peace sign, but it came out the Mercedes. Oh my gosh. Let me see. Oh, this is funny. Okay. There's a story here, but somebody got their daughter a cake when she was 14 years old. She said 36 years old was too old to have sex. I think they must have said you're waiting until you're 36. So she'll be 36 on June 9th, and they're getting her a happy 36th, Christina. And there's some other stuff that goes along with it, but I guess she's good to go now. Oh, poor Christina.
Yeah, she's locked down when it finally happens. What a shame.
Here's a cake.
Uh-huh. Mom and Dad, yeah, take
that. It's not quite like sex, but here's your cake.
Unlock the chains, yeah.
And if you need it, too.
Oh, okay. My gosh, that's funny.
Mia's on the phone. Mia, what happened?
I had somebody send me a cake for when I quit.
Uh-oh.
And it basically said, thanks, I hate it.
What?
Thanks, I hate it. So, I told him, I was like, well, I'm moving on, basically. Like, it was an amicable leave, so they were just happy, you know, I was moving on, I was finding something better, because I went from, a retail job to a professional administrative job.
Okay.
And so we had a really close relationship, so when I told them, they're like, oh, thanks, I hate that.
Okay,
yeah,
I
so
got
the cake
it.
Just said, thanks, I hate it.
All right, they're trying to be funny.
Yes, they were. Okay. Yes, maybe they didn't hate it. That went on for a while there. Yeah. No. That's the cake I want to get when I leave.
Ava, what about you?
My graduation cake, no joke, said, congratulations, it's a girl.
Woohoo!
And I was graduating from high school.
What? Oh.
My mom was so upset, and I said, hey, it's just a cake. We can still eat it. And she's like, but it wasn't supposed to say that. It was supposed to say congratulations and your name and...
It's a girl.
But how memorable was your graduation cake, huh? I thought maybe there was something else we didn't know about high school.
Or maybe your mom didn't know.
Yes, yes, exactly. Wow.
One more text about the cake thing.
Oh, this is so funny. One of our listeners said, listen, my husband, 45 years old before he burped for the first time, he didn't have his first snore till over 50.
Wow.
People, some
they're
of us are
blow
just going
to
burst. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Pam,
wow.
Pam's on the phone. Pam, what about you? Did you ever have the cake thing happen?
Well, no, but I was thinking of, when girls go out with a guy for the first time and they don't want to eat a big portion.
Yes.
And then when they go to the house for the first time to sleep over, they don't want to poop or fart.
No.
I think that they were in a relationship and she finally farted in front of him.
Yeah.
After 3 years?
I know, 3 years. Listen, I don't do any of it, period.
No?
As far as anybody I'm ever seeing knows, I don't do any of that. So.
You don't go to the bathroom?
Nope,
you don't pass gas?
Nope. Don't do it.
Wow.
Don't do it.
You know what? I might even date you.
See?
And of course, it's how many other things have you talked about this week? And what am I calling on? The fart.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Of all the things.
I kind of like it, though. I kind of like it that you
Pam,
did
have
that.
A great day.
Thanks, Pam.
Have a great weekend, you guys. Stay healthy.
You know what? Maybe next week when we come back, we take time and ask that.
Yeah. I know. How long did it take before you were totally comfortable? And wow. That is funny, though, Pam. Thank you for calling on this one.
After all the things you've talked about,
I know.
Hang on, honey. I'm talking about farting and pooping.
Yeah.
Saturday, you and I are going to be out at the fairgrounds sound check.
Okay, yeah.
The big load in and then the sound check at the fairgrounds.
It's going to be a very busy day. Jeez.
Looking forward to a busy weekend.
Yes.
So, details about Lockstock or Rockstock.
Lockstock. Well, that too.
Lock and roll. Whoa.
Yes, there you go.
Rock, Stock, and Palooza on our website. And again, details coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine, going to be nice this weekend. Every once in a while, it's going to get windy or breezy. High today, 92, 86 the high on Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day. Low to mid 90s, so it should be nice. 75 outside right now. Here we go. Some weird, wild, wacky stories.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
By 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. These are kind of weird stories. The mayor of a small town in Peru ducked into a coffin and pretended to be dead.
Okay.
When the cops busted him for violating the lockdown rules.
Shh, don't say anything.
To drink with some friends. Man, you got to want it bad.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Government in Thailand considering allowing massage shops to reopen.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the pandemic, I guess the state agency down there said, okay, you can open up, but only give massages from the waist down.
Okay. The waist down? How about the waist up? Jeez.
No. You'll be right in contact with their face and their mouth. And
yeah. Okay. Because, yeah, that's none of that's bad. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay.
That's in Thailand.
That's what I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Yeah. But Robert Kraft just fired up the plane. Jeez. Where are we going? We're going to Thailand.
You can open them up.
Oh,
but,
man.
But,
oh, Lord.
Sign the paper.
It's crazy.
That's from the waist down.
Oh, gosh.
Can you massage people?
Sometimes I think I was dropped in this like alternate universe. I really do. I really do. This vortex of just stupidity.
I think a lot of other people think you were, too.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I'm staying in the house till they have a vaccine for the stupidity. Exactly. I really am. Oh, my gosh. Well, Mike, this is kind of keeping with what we were just talking about. A guy wanted to get his girlfriend a personalized wine glass, you know, for her birthday.
Oh, very nice.
With, you know, the message was, happy 30th birthday, princess. Love you millions.
Aww.
But in a moment of confusion, they kind of goofed things up. He had written a couple things, you know, down on there. So when the glass arrived, it said, can we have it delivered before Monday if possible? That's her 30th. So that's what it said on the glass.
Oh, that's what it said?
That's what it said on the glass.
So it just doesn't happen on the cake.
No, it doesn't. But she loved it. She was like, I love it. It's even more special now. So, yeah.
At least she got it on time.
Yes, she did get it on time for her birthday.
Perfect.
And video going around of a couple doing the deed in a subway station in Brooklyn, New York, which is not so unusual. Not good social distancing, but the guy is wearing a face mask.
Oh.
She is not. He's wearing a face mask. So he took every precaution, and she did not. So I hope that he's okay. I'm sure they had fun, but I hope he's okay.
See, it's always the guy that's worried.
Yeah, I know. He wore protection.
Mm-hmm.
She did not.
On top and.
Yes, and exactly.
Down below.
My God, I hope so. Oh, everything's just icky now, isn't it? It's Friday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
At the end of every show, leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. And I know you've heard some of these stories along the way. Well, a lot of people doing it throughout the country. A group of volunteers, they go out every Wednesday to senior living centers. They're called the Elder Kindness Gang, and they basically do a parade every Wednesday. But they're driving all over, and I know this area, Sacramento, into like Rockland and just different in Roseville. This is a big, big loop that they're doing, and they drive by. They've got some characters, things like that, because a lot of these people who are in you know, elder facilities, senior centers, things like that, they can't leave if anybody has been touched by the virus. They just can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
So they all watch from the window. And cars drive by, they do a whole parade, and then take it on to the next place. And the residents look forward to it. The people doing the parade look forward to it. Again, it's called the Elder Kindness Gang, and they are on Facebook if you want to check it out and see some of the parades.
Nice.
It's really nice.
Wonder if we
really
have one
nice
of those gangs here.
I would actually love to be a part of something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to kind of check it out and investigate, because I think that'd be a blast.
All right. Well,
wearing my little hazmat suit, Mike, right? Yeah, I know. Ow.
Just wobble it along. That's why we always say, if you have a feel-good story, man, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Better yet, just call us. Dial it up, 702-739-9636. All right. 9:39, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Auto, home, life. Find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show. You got to be careful what you put on that cake.
Yes, you sure
do. I know sometimes it's on purpose.
Right, of course, but sometimes it's just not.
Right, Hector?
Yes, I know.
Also, Jeff Howard giving us a list of things to watch this weekend on your streaming devices, as well as looking forward to Rockstockapalooza this Sunday, following AT40 with Casey Kasem, the 70s, starting at 10 a.m., commercial-free till 7 o'clock at night, right before Gary Bryan's Rewind.
There we go.
So crank it up on the speakers in the house, in the backyard, out front.
You got a long weekend. You can recover on Monday.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. So everything about Rockstockapalooza on our website and our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with both through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush going to keep you company wherever you are this Friday during the midday, of course. So you have a nice and enjoy the long holiday weekend. Remember, it's Memorial Day weekend, so it's not Happy Memorial Day.
No.
But do observe and remember those who fought for our freedoms.
Absolutely.
Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.